Hey, everybody, it's Brian Murphy, and thanks for downloading the Murph and Mac podcast on KNBR.com, presented by the California Bank of Commerce. Tune in to KNBR 680, the sports leader, home of the Giants and the 49ers. And check out KNBR.com for more podcasts, breaking news, features, and analysis from around the Bay Area. 49ers general manager John Lynch. We've had him on once before on the Murph and Mac show, and we're happy to have him again. Hey, John, we figure it's St. Patrick's Day. We got a Murphy, a McCaffrey. We got a Lynch. It's a natural, right? So good morning.
Yeah. We just need to put Shanahan in. We'll have it really down.
That's so, a great call.
A lot of Irishmen here, and happy St. Patty's Day, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just for fun, how into your Irish heritage was your family? Because some Irish Americans have been here for hundreds of years. They don't care. Some are more recent. They're very into it. How was your family?
No. Extremely prideful about being Irish Americans, and in fact, for my 40th birthday, that's what my wife surprised me with. Took a trip with my dad, my brother, and about 10 of my best friends back to Ireland. Our family's from a small town called Ballybunion.
Time out. I've been to Ballybunion on a number of occasions, John. That's a famous golf course there.
Yeah, it is. Right in town, still lives the John T. Lynch General Store, who was my great-great-great-grandfather.
Are you kidding me? That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so you're a carry man, right?
Yes, sir.
The kingdom, they call it, right? You want to talk about great athletic traditions. Their Gaelic football team is what you guys are hoping to build up, that dynasty. If you could have a carry football-like dynasty, then you'll be happy 10 years from now.
That'd be pretty special.
That's cool, man. That's really. Do you play golf, John? Are you a big golfer?
I used to. I think when I took this job, I think those days are over.
Right. No question.
But I do enjoy golf. Yeah.
So you did play over there, I hope.
Oh, yeah. We played Ballybunion, and it was unbelievable.
You do feel
special place.
Yeah, you feel the spiritual connection to your ancestors. You do, and it's such a beautiful land. The people are so amazing. And hope you had at least one pint of Guinness, right?
A little bit.
Right.
More than one.
All right, John. So let's talk here. You guys you talk about busy, busy, busy. Everybody figures with that flurry of signings that, you know, most of your work is done. But I would imagine that you guys have a mountain of work ahead of you. How would you describe what are the next several items on the 49ers to-do list?
Well, you know, free agency is still alive and open, and we're still talking to players. I think that's kind of winding down, but we're still open for business there. And then the draft is around the corner, and so we've been working kind of at the same time, both on free agency and the draft. Now the coaches are diving a little more into their draft preparations. We're taking a little swing next week, myself and Adam Peters. Martin Mayhew and our quarterback coach, we're going to kind of go on a tour next week and see some of these quarterbacks live and in person. And at the same time, we have these 30 visits where you can bring 30 college kids in for their visits. Our first one started last night. And so there's so much going on, and it's exciting, and it is very busy, but we're having a lot of fun.
Okay. So let's talk about this is your first go round of getting on a plane with some scouts and going to look at quarterbacks. And I imagine, you know, it's a huge process. You're going to meet the person individually, maybe have a dinner with them or something, and then work them out, et cetera. How do you, in your first time going around, prepare for something like that?
Well, I mean, the preparation has already begun in earnest. I mean, we met with all the kids we're going to go see at the combine. But now we get to go see them in action. And a couple of them are pro days, and then we have one private workout. And, we're going to go see these guys, going to get to know them. The film kind of speaks for itself, but there's always great value to seeing someone in person. Maybe you catch something you didn't on film. But I think the most important thing is, like you said, we're having some dinners and those type of things. You just get to know the young men and get to know what they're all about, what drives them. You get to learn about their families, and it's all part of the equation. And so, when you said I'm new at this, I am, but I've been around football for a long time, and I think you have a great understanding for the type of people and players that equate to success in this league. And so you just trust those instincts, and there's other people around me too to give their own observations.
49ers general manager John Lynch joining the Murph and Mac show, getting ready to hit the road. And who are you guys planning to see specifically?
Well, we're going out next week. North Carolina has their pro day, and so obviously Trubisky's there, but there's a lot of players. North Carolina is a very talented team, so we'll have an opportunity to see a bunch then. We will have a workout with Deshaun Watson next week, and then we'll stop back in South Bend, and Notre Dame has their pro day, and get a chance to see Deshaun Kizer and his teammates.
Mm. Is that Deshaun Watson is the private one?
Semi-private. It's us and another team that are kind of sharing that workout, and we'll have an opportunity those are really invaluable because you get a chance to kind of run the workout and get to put him through the drills that you want to see and all those things. So we're looking forward to the whole trip.
Yeah, John Lynch getting ready to go see them all, and it's fun, man. I use the word fun, but it must be a rush for you. You said broadcasting was, was good, but it wasn't fulfilling your competitive Jones. And are you already feeling that rush of like, man, I got something to do every day. I got film to look at. I got flights to take. Is that taking effect?
Yeah, and I want to be clear. Broadcasting was great. I was loving it, but there was something empty. And I think what I came to realize, as I've said, it was that scoreboard. And so the scoreboard doesn't happen for a while, but I think we've been having a lot of small victories along the way, and we're proud of what we've been able to do in a short amount of time. We've hit the ground running. I think the most important thing, we put together a tremendous staff, and that was going to be our biggest challenge. I'm really happy with our coaching staff, with the staff I've put around me up in the front office. And then, as you know, we've been active in free agency. We had a bunch of money to spend, but I think we were strategic and very calculated with how we used it and the type of players we looked for. And now we take that same approach into the draft.
Yeah, I want to talk to you, John, about this part of the deal. Now you're in the public eye as a GM, and now your decisions get analyzed by the pundits, as Jim Harbaugh used to call them, the scribes and the pundits.
Well, analyzed and scrutinized.
Right. How's the alligator skin when the NFL.com this week calls two of your contracts two of the worst free agent contracts of the 2017 season? NFL.com says Kyle Juszczyk and Malcolm Smith were dramatically overpaid. The agents smelled blood in the water and knocked John Lynch around the negotiating table. Uh-oh. How's the alligator skin? Are you now filled with a rage and you want to take this guy out?
Yeah, I can see John reaching for his helmet, putting it back on, taking a run.
Yeah, that's the first I heard of that, so thank you. It'd make my St. Patty's Day great. You know what? We're proud of those signings. We really are. I think I spoke to great length the value both those guys bring to us. You can't. I played in this league for a long time. I've been on the other side as a broadcaster. One thing I learned when you played, if you're sitting there reading everything that people are saying about you and taking it personally, you aren't going to be very successful. So I think we make decisions for reasons. We looked for a certain type of player. I think both those guys fit it, and we're really proud. I think the reason that they both got nice contracts is because they were wanted, and we weren't the only ones that wanted them. And in a lot of our situations, we weren't the highest bidder. Guys came because there's an exciting vibe here, and guys want to be here. And so both those guys, Juszczyk and Malcolm, obviously, listen, none of this means anything until they go play and we go play.
Right.
And we're fully aware of that. But those are two guys we're very excited to have as part of the 49ers.
I think I read a quote where you said that you guys were really, you really wanted Juszczyk, and he seems like such a great player. I think I'm looking forward to watching him play already. But I think you gave a quote to somebody, might have been Peter King, where you said, the bidding was getting higher and higher, and you were like, whoa. And maybe that was, given that it was your first go round, can you maybe describe that experience of, realizing that you got to outbid the other guys and then looking at your wallet and then looking at the bids and all that? Can you maybe recap that sort of frenzy?
No, that's true. So we were off and working, and when that period where the negotiating period started, we were doing some traveling, and we got a call, and they kind of said, okay, here's where it's at now. And we said, wow, because we, as I said, we set in with, hey, to get this guy, we're going to have to likely make him the highest paid fullback ever. And we were willing to do that. We saw those numbers and we were willing to do that. But then it kind of got to even another step, and we had to all stop and kind of look at each other and go, okay, this is getting, I think the quote I used was, this is getting real. Like, and that's when we kind of came up with the philosophy, you know what? He's not just a fullback. He's an offensive weapon. And I think, you know, we're going to, you know, you talk about unconventional. I think we're going to try to have fresh perspective, and you've got to be responsible and all those things. But I played a position, safety, that for years was undervalued in this league in terms of the contracts. Safeties and tight ends were always paid less. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't think that was ever right. So, I think I'm going to trust my instincts on what the guy brings, not necessarily, you know, what the rest of the market sees him as. And you can't go crazy with that. But like I said, we weren't the only ones interested in this guy. And we kept looking at each other and said, you know what, he's still worth it to us because he's a lot more than just a fullback and because of what he means to our team. And so he's a guy that we just kind of kept saying, you know what, we're good, we're in, and we're gonna see this through, and we did, and we're very happy that we did.
Oh, I very much appreciate you sharing such great details there. John Lynch, in this segment sponsored by California Bank of Commerce, defined by the company we keep, California Bank of Commerce, here to serve the needs of business clients. As experts in business banking, we provide actionable, straightforward, and insightful solutions for your business. So speaking of solutions, we've got three last items, and we'll let you go, John. I know you're busy. One is the offensive lineman from Baltimore. I want to pronounce his Zuda or Zuda. Is it Zuda? Jeremy Zuda. Zippity Zuda. There you go. It sounds like this guy can play. And O-line is, you know, Marcus Martin was ushered out and Jeremy Zuda brought in. Can you tell us a little background on that?
He's a very good player. He really is. And, you know, it's I thought it was kind of cool. My first trade was with the great Ozzie Newsome, and he's a guy I have great respect for. And so, you know, he became available. You know, the word got out that they were going to release him. I simply called Ozzie and said, hey, like, hold on, because, you know, we have interest in him. And Ozzie said, I will. I'll hold on until later this afternoon. And next thing you know, we're on a phone, and we were able to figure something out that made sense for both of us. You know, in Baltimore, they're simply going to a kind of a different scheme. Greg Roman's there, and they're looking for bigger guys. But in our scheme, you know, he's a great fit both at the center position and at the guard position. And, you know, we just believe that you can't have enough good offensive linemen. And he is a guy who certainly fits into that category. He's a very well-respected player in the locker room, and so we think we got better with the acquisition of him as well.
Yeah, sounds pretty good on that. Also, in terms of names that you guys are still working on, reports say that running back Tim Hightower is coming in for a visit. Carlos Hyde's, you know, it's been Sean Drone and Dewan Harris and Mike Davis, and Hightower's a pretty good name. He is 30 years old, but is it true he's coming to visit you guys?
He was here yesterday,
okay,
and
right.
So we had a good visit with him, and that situation's still fluid. We're going to kind of reconvene today and see where we're at on that. But we did have a nice visit with him, and he has familiarity with Kyle. They were together in Washington, and Bobby Turner, our running back coach, and so we know him well, and we do like him, and we'll see where that goes.
Okay, and last two is the salary cap. I read that you two guys still have $81 million under the cap, and is there any way you can explain, like, you don't have to, for casual fans, not everybody's a capologist, you don't have to spend to zero. You can roll that into next year and start thinking about long-terming guys you want to keep, right?
Yeah, you know, and the $81 million, I'm not sure that number. We still have a lot, and okay, we
so
still
not,
have a lot.
Not that but, number, but a lot.
Yeah, and you know, I think one of the nice things, and frankly, before I took this job, you know, one of the things that I had been advised by many people is, hey, talk to your owner when you don't spend your cap, because you always want to spend wisely. Just because you have money doesn't mean you want to go spend it all. Do you have the opportunity in your organization that rolls over such that it doesn't go away and say, okay, now I, you know, our ownership put whatever that number is in your pocket going forward. Instead, it rolls over to next year. So we're going to carry that over if we don't use it. As I said, there's still free agency still is open. And I think we've shown we're not afraid to make some moves. So if we think it makes us better, we will continue to make moves. But if not, that money rolls over to next year as we continue to build this team. And so that was a great commitment from Jed York and the York family. And that's part of the reason I'm here, because of assurances like that. So we can do this thing right, not just go spend money foolishly because they were, you know, part of the deal for me. I wasn't a part of the 2-14 season. I am now, but one of the benefits, I, you know, came into a situation where you have the number two pick and you also have all that money at your disposal. And so we've been able to do some things, and we will continue to be able to, and but we're going to do it wisely.
And last question, John, is are you a poker player? Some guys are, some guys aren't. Do you play poker?
I play cards. Yeah, I play cards, yes.
Because I'm thinking holding the number two pick is a card game, right?
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I've said it many times, and at the combine, it was a lot of people were coming up almost apologizing that we have the number two pick, and I'm saying, wait, I thought this was a good thing, and I do think it's a good thing because I think it just gives us a ton of options. You know, it's obviously you're the number two pick because you had a very bad record, and so we have to improve. But walking into a situation, we have so many options at our disposal. We can move up. We can move back. We can stay pat and get a game changing player. This is a very strong draft, and I think everybody's so focused on, you know, the fact that maybe there's one game changing player. We don't see it that way. We see a number of players that will change your franchise for the better. So we're going to look at every option, and that's what we're in the process of doing, exploring everyone, studying each and every player. And getting all kinds of opinions, and I think the process has been incredibly smooth and productive, and it will continue to be so.
And it's always fun talking to you, John. You're very you share a lot, and fans appreciate it. Here's the 530 area code texted in after that NFL.com report knocked the Smith and Juszczyk on. He said,
"Yeah,
you tell John Lynch that the 49er fan base is happy with the signings and the contracts." So there you go, John.
Well, so are we, and we're very happy. And I think that, you know, the ultimate test, and we know this. It's not about winning free agency, and it's not about winning press conferences and all that. It's about winning football games, and that's what this all will be judged upon. And I know that full well, as does Kyle and everybody that's here. So, you know, we can't wait for that. You know, we get our players in April 10th. You know, the guys start showing up, and we can start the first phase of the off-season program. And so the cool thing is each and every day there's something that adds to a real positive vibe that's going on, and we're embracing that.
It's all so good and fun to talk about building this whole new team and this new image. Oh, one last one. I didn't ask about Kaepernick. Is the door still open to talk to Colin Kaepernick?
It is. You know, I'd say we have two veteran quarterbacks now, and you know, it just to be, you know, because we had said that we weren't opposed to that, and we certainly weren't. You know, I don't know what happened to that market, because, you know, when we added our second guy at that time, it, you know, I can just tell you learned things, and he was in everyone's mind in this league very close to signing a deal with the team at a really good number, and it fell through. And so apparently, you know, and so here we are with two quarterbacks, but like we said, we're going to look at every option. I think the likelihood of that happening has probably gone down significantly, but we're not going to close our mind or our options on anyone, including him.
John, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Hopefully you have a chance to enjoy one Guinness today.
At least one.
Well, actually, there's no such thing as one. Right?
I'd say steer clear of the corned beef and cabbage, though. You don't have to go get that extreme, because let's be honest, nobody really likes that, even Irishmen.
No, the Irish don't even like that.
Yeah, no, but the Guinness, yeah, absolutely. Indulge.
Yeah, we will. We will for sure.
And a little sip of Jameson. So, John, thanks for coming on the Murphy Mac Show.
We
look forward to coming down there and seeing you guys when the players get on the field. And have a great St. Patrick's Day and good safe travels next week.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, everybody. It's Brian Murphy. And thanks for downloading the Murphy Mac podcast on KNBR.com, presented by the California Bank of Commerce. Tune in to KNBR 680, the sports leader, home of the Giants and the 49ers. And check out KNBR.com for more podcasts, breaking news, features, and analysis from around the Bay Area.